New South Wales election coming up the third week of March, so we're not all that far away from the New South Wales poll. We have a very new opposition leader, Luke Foley. There was a recent poll done, and I think I agree with what Andrew Clennell said in The Telegraph, that Luke Foley's recognition factor in that was 19%, which I thought was probably high, probably higher than you would have thought, that he probably should have been around about 10%, but he had a recognition factor of 19%. Interesting to see what it is at the end of this week.
Well, after this week, he's been on the front page of The Telegraph twice in, what, 3 or 4 days, so it will definitely shoot up, won't it?
The first appearance was his policy of reducing taxes for the racing industry. Today's front page is a mea culpa, where he's gone to the Telegraph's political correspondent Andrew Clennell to confess to two drink driving offences. We'll get Andrew Clennell to tell the story, because he received a phone call around about lunchtime yesterday. Andrew, good morning.
G'day, John, Gary. How are you?
Yeah, just describe what happened yesterday.
Well, Luke Foley rings me just before 1:30 p.m. and says, do you want to go for coffee? And we'd been for coffee a couple of days before, because I'd sort of come back on leave. So I thought, well, I wonder what this is all about. He sounded a little bit nervous. And we walked across the road, and he was just sort of talking about various issues and policy issues, that sort of thing. We sat down, we ordered the coffees, and then he says, oh, look, okay, so I've got a drink driving record. And I just couldn't believe it. I nearly spat the coffee across the room, frankly. Just one of those great moments for a journo. You know, it was almost, you know, it took everything I had not to stand up and run out of the cafe and ring the paper. But then I said, well, okay, so well, just once? And he says, no, twice. You know, so...
What do you think of the timing, Andrew? Why has he done this right now?
I think it's really smart. Because, you know, I think it's get it out there. But it's pretty funny what he's saying about recognition factor. We recognise people know who he is after this year.
Let's just explain. There are two. One in Goulburn in 1993. He was 23 years old, 0.07. The more serious one and the more recent one, just before the 2007 election, he blew 0.085 on Parramatta Road. He was Labor's left-wing assistant secretary at the time and a prospective political candidate.
And I think there's a clear distinction because, you know, when you're 23, it's not in public life. Look, I mean, drink driving is obviously inexcusable under any circumstances, but when you're 23 years old, people make mistakes. It wasn't that high a reading, wasn't involved in politics. But the second time, here's a senior Labor official involved in a campaign. He has ambitions to go into politics. If that had become public at the time, that would have been a story. You know, so I think that's kind of more serious. And the fact there's two, that also...
Andrew, what if it had have become public just before the vote was taken to install him as Labor leader?
Well, I think that might have been a problem for him. I mean, I can't call it because Sussex Street was backing him anyway. So, you know, he may well have got there anyway. But I think you know, maybe Daly would have stayed in the race. Maybe it would have been a tighter race. I don't know. Look, what saves him, as I've written this morning, Gary, is... It didn't happen while he was in Parliament. If it happened while he was in Parliament, he'd be in all sorts this morning, I think. And I think that's been proven from previous sort of cases. I mean, Craig Knowles was seen as Bob Carr's successor. He was a minister. He got done for DD, and that was the end of him. The party decided not to go with him. Tony Stewart was the parliamentary secretary to the minister, admittedly, for police in 2006, and he had a drink-driving offence, and he had to stand down. So... I think the fact that it occurred beforehand and helps, and I think the fact he's been honest about it helps because, as you know, Gary, often it's a matter of, you know, people like me finding something out and going to the person and then having to cough it up. And on this occasion, it's not that. It's him saying, look, here it is.
Would you expect the government to say anything about this, that he should stand down?
Oh, well, it's a really interesting question, isn't it? Really interesting question. So if you do that and then it emerges that some of your ministers have done it, you're stuffed. So I don't think they will.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, I don't think they have to. People will make their own judgments. And the comments on our website so far are pretty critical, I've got to say. But I think in 2 months' time it'll be forgotten. But, yeah, it's far from ideal. I mean, Foley, to be honest, yesterday, he looked pretty emotional. I think he's generally... genuinely ashamed of it and remorseful about it.
There's a couple of interesting ones, though, I think, with this, Andrew. First of all, it was in 2007. How did everyone miss it? Because these things happen in court. How did, because he lost his license for a fair while, too, didn't he?
Well, it's just local courts, isn't it? We can't cover every local court. I guess unless you get a police leak. And the cops probably don't know who Luc Foley is.
That's right.
Even
That's
though
right.
in politics.
That's right. And the other one is, I remember back in the early 80s when I started covering politics, and this is probably dates me, but Peter Cox was the Transport Minister in New South Wales, and he was, according to some research, the second best known minister after Neville Rand, because they'd had a whole series of train strikes and he'd had to front up to the media. So people used to see his face on the box all the time. So there is an element here where this picture of Luc Foley and this talk of Luc Foley is certainly increasing his recognition factor, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I don't think you want to be recognised this way. I mean, people will be going to the ballot box making jokes about this, I reckon.
Yeah.
Is it possible, Andrew, that he knew others were very aware of this and it was starting to float around, so he thought he'd better get in ahead?
No, look, I obviously asked that. I don't believe it to be the case. But as I've reported this morning, he told the bloke who got knocked off for him, John Robertson, and he told Labor's head office. So people in Labor would have known.
Mm.
And there's nothing to stop people in Labor gossiping to journalists or to people in the Liberal Party who then send it to journalists. So, and look, I mean, I suppose the government has access to driving records. I'm not suggesting anyone would do anything untoward, but it wouldn't be, I think there are occasions where someone in government says, oh, you might want to ask if so-and-so has any driving offences.
Yeah. All right, what are we? 2 months away from the election. How many seats do you think Labor will win back?
Well, I was thinking 15, which had taken from 23 to 38 and the government down to 52. But, I mean, I think today shows how volatile it can be, and I wonder if this affects it at all and what else might emerge in the next 2 months. It's really down to the campaign. It's a race between them getting 10 seats, which I think, if they don't get at least that, it's absolutely pathetic.
Yep.
Or them getting as much as, say, 18 or 19. And so I suppose I'm going in the middle, but how the campaign goes will determine which end of the spectrum that happens.
Now, Andrew, does Luc Foley have a driver now?
He does, which is useful for him, I guess.
Has Very handy.
Since he's been leader of the upper house.
Yeah.
So he's had one for a couple of years.
Yep. I just wonder whether in the light of today's events, there might be a few people on both sides of politics making some phone calls to their leaders or to the leader's office saying, oh, listen, she should be aware, because anyone else who's got anything in their closet, they ought to be putting it out there right now, shouldn't they?
It is time to put the bins out right now. Hey, who paid for the coffee, Andrew?
I think he did, because I was dashing off.
Yep. Good. All right, mate. Good on you. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you, mate.
Well done. Andrew Clennell there, the state political reporter for the Daily Telegraph. What do you make of that? What do you think? He said there's been very critical comments in the comments section on the Telegraph.
Because there'll be some people who say, look, he blew 0.07, which is sort of close to 0.05. So it was 7 years ago he was returning home to a function. But there will be other people who will say he could have killed someone, like any drink driver.